that you know how much you've spent in your budget thus far. Otherwise, you have no ability to make cuts if you're overspending in one area to try and salvage the budget in another. So as I'm looking at large, our contribution, that's how I'm doing it. I'm not looking at what the school is deciding to do with their money, but rather what we're deciding to do with our large block of money.
Maybe this is not a question, but you know, I've spent a lot of time on this budget from the last 3 years that we received them and this one. And to the life of me, I cannot figure out, it's probably not my place, how they passed a budget without all that information. Maybe you could tell me, or what? I mean, how did this school board pass a budget without all this information that was being provided? Because if they were provided that information, why aren't we provided that information? If they weren't provided that information, I can't figure out how they passed that budget.
Well, by law, they had to provide us with a budget. So I think they were hamstrung to a certain degree. They had to, by May 1, is that correct? They had to provide us with the budget. And then by May 30th, we have to pass, we have to approve our contribution.
Correct, and give them
to the school. And in the past, and that doesn't mean anything, but I don't think we've ever gone back to give the school, you know, additional money. So I don't know how that would work. I guess it would.
It does, as long as, I'm sorry,
yeah.
Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, go ahead.
So long as you aren't exceeding the cap, they could come back and ask for additional funding at any time.
And one of my fears is, given, you know, we're waiting with bated breath to find out what the legislature is going to do. I'm sure the school's waiting with bated breath. If it comes back worse, we're the pocket. You know, you cut or you come back to the well, and we're that well. And so I'd like a buffer, because again, you know, I think out of fairness, we got more information than last year. Last year was pretty tight on the information. This year, the initial was tough. I didn't understand the initial, but subsequently we got more information. But to not have actuals, to be able to go back and say, okay, so what did, even, you know, what did we spend last year? Where are we at now? And what are we asking for this year? That to me is crucial. Sorry, I think David was first. Okay, I'll go Julie.
The school board budget is particularly I think hard topic, but I think a couple of things. I think we hashed out a lot of this and what we came up with at the last meeting, basically $100,000 less than what they were requesting. I think we had good rationale behind that. The fact that we haven't received additional information between now and then, to me, still doesn't change our rationale for that budget. I recognize that we have a request for more information, we didn't receive it. However, to be fair, there's two new positions, the superintendent and the finance director, and they're trying to make some changes and kind of get on top of things in a different way, and they have provided much more information than we have. So all those things being what they are, I think I'm still satisfied with where our decision from last meeting, and recognizing there's still a lot of unknowns going forward. But it's unclear. I still would like to somehow tie an economic incentive for the school to do more. It's not clear to me a clear mechanism to do this, so I'm not offering anything on that part.
Actually, last year was easier for me because we had prior budgets that we could refer to, and this year they did a zero budget, and you can't clearly see what carryover they're providing. Oh, I guess you can. The 455,000. which to me, they, well, I don't know why it wasn't the 10% of the budget, but the 503 fund, we just recently learned about some more information about that, and I don't clearly understand, you know, the use of that fund. But I cutting it any more than $100,000, I think, would be punitive. I think it's because we feel that we should maybe have more information, and we don't. And we asked for it, but we don't have it. But I think this is that one-off year, hopefully, that the letter has put us in all the communities.
Frankly, for me, this is not one-off. This has been status quo, where I work with limited information, and I'm just... I guess my point is that my fear is that we're going to wind up being asked for more, and I'd rather hold more back and have people come and explain to me why it is. But the issue for me is that I just can't see how we are padding the reserves. I'm not pleased, and it's not a matter of being punitive. I believe that sort of this is the communication that we have there. If that's the way it is, I just don't know how to respond to that. I don't know how to make a good decision without all the data in front of me. And being told after I vote for a budget, I'll get the rest of the information I've requested. And it's not like I requested it yesterday. We requested this over a month ago. This wasn't from our last meeting. We asked for the last meeting to have that information. And again, I don't know how the school board passed the budget without having this information available to them. I don't understand how that's possible. When we do our budgets, we know exactly what we spent there last year. We know exactly where, it just doesn't make sense.
I looked at the board docs, and I think maybe they do the, what do you call it? The year-to-date budget? What's that called?
That's a year-to-date.
The year-to-date budget.
Budget to actual.
Budget to actual. They may do that every quarter or maybe every other month. I found one for February, but I haven't. I know it. You should have it.
Why couldn't that? If you actually have them produced, why are you withholding them from us? What earthly reason is there? I have had a teacher tell me that they've seen some actuals, and I was like, well, why don't you just send us that? Send us something. But I...
Well, Mayor, it's frustrating. It is frustrating. If we have to approve it by the 30th, then we have to approve it tonight.
Unless we have a special meeting. We could call a special meeting on Thursday or Friday. We could postpone this item, and Mike can do a special meeting for the 30th, Friday.
But is that going to change anything? I mean, is that going to change us getting information?
I'm not sure. I don't know. We were told that on Friday we would have this information and be able to... Lisa went out of her way prior to taking her day off to ensure that there was a mechanism to disperse the information to the entire assembly so we'd have it for our weekend. Lisa?
So, I mean, the superintendent is here, maybe she can answer whether the assembly could expect that information if the assembly wanted to decide to postpone.
Would you come back and answer that? Sure, come on up. Thank you, Dr. Lancaster.
Debbie Lancaster, superintendent of the schools. I feel your frustration. I understand it. I would love to say that I could guarantee it 100%. The 30th is Thursday. that's the last day?
Statutorily, we have 30 days from the day that you submit the budget to give you an answer in writing as to what the local contribution is going to be.
So, like you, I saw the email late this afternoon about getting something for you tomorrow after our budget committee meeting. That's what I believe the email said. I apologize that I've not personally checked into this. That sounds terrible. I'm sorry. I'm going to do my very best to get you as much as I can get you after that meeting tomorrow with our budget committee.
Dr. Lancaster, and I don't mean to put you on the spot at all.
It's okay, I deserve this.
Have you seen your actuals year to date?
No.
Thank you. I appreciate your honest answer.
Anything else? Could some of the problem be because the school is doing a different form of budget that hasn't been done in the past?
That's a great point. We have been in the process of upgrading all of our technology, trying to get certain systems to talk to each other. I have been trying to get into our GP system so that I can see everything, because this has been part of my challenge, is to see our budgets and our line items. I can look at our bank statements. You know, I can look at everything like that, but it's almost like every time I try to look at it, there's a struggle, there's a challenge. I'm not sure what is impeding this process. But I know that we've struggled with these technology issues. But it makes sense to me, since we did have a form of actuals, year-to-date actuals, at our last board meeting, that we can have something for you. But again, I don't want to guarantee you 100% because I don't personally have the ability to go in there and generate a report. I don't know how to do that.
So how have you been tracking how you're doing on, say, a monthly basis towards your budgeted amounts? Like, how do you know? Because surely there's a, you know, there's a pot of money, and money goes out and money comes in, and how are you going to pass an audit if you have no process? Even if things are failing with the software and it's a cluster, you have to somehow have the ability to track longhand, I would even think, somehow, where you've got a ledger that says, this is where we're at.
I'm not saying we don't have the ability. I just don't have the answer for you. We put ourselves on a spending freeze back in February when Dunleavy put the brakes on us on our forward funding for the $20 million. We kind of put the brakes on everybody on any kind of discretionary spending, something that was not an absolute. You know, we had to pay the utilities. We had our budget set up from last year. We knew what to expect for the rest of the year. What we didn't want to do was overspend, because we didn't think we didn't know if we were going to get that $57,000, which was part of the state's forward funding of the $20 million for all the school districts. We didn't know if we were going to get it, so we just put the brakes on and we stopped spending. And so we haven't really spent anything extra since February. A like I told you, I've been trying to cut money on my own thing, you know, going on trips out of my own pocket and things like that. When somebody didn't fund something, somebody else didn't fund, no outside funding, then we would, then I would do it. But, so I don't have a good answer for you, Steve.
And I appreciate that. And
this is something we need to get to the bottom of.
Awkward. David?
I'm going to propose that we postpone this until Thursday and have a special meeting.
We can't do it Thursday. It'd have to be Friday.
We need 48 hours. Has to be.
Well, then we can't do it at all then.
Yeah, we can do it on Friday. Well, Friday is the 3 years.
Yeah, but that's the, but the budget was presented on May 1st.
On May 1st.
So we have 30 days.
So that's 30 days.
I'll propose that we postpone this and have a special meeting on Friday to discuss this.
Okay, can we just one second? Okay. All right, so... thank you.
Yeah, we'll give him another chance.
So, Kim, a little bit of assistance here. So it's been moved to postpone, and it's been seconded. We move forward with that. Does it end discussion?
No. What? No.
Tie.
Okay.
No. It's discussion on the postponement.
Discuss
on the postponement. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, like time and.
Well, it also.
Okay. All right. So we'll it's been moved and it's been seconded and we'll have discussion on the postponement. And I will allow for sort of surrounding issues with that as well. So in terms of postponing. David?
I know we've been asking for a month, okay? And I know they've got a whole new system and everything. I just would like to give them to the last minute. And I mean, either they come up with something or not. I would just like to give them the time to do it. I know what you're going to say is, I've been asking for a month. I've been asked for a month. I don't want to have another meeting. I really don't. Not over the budget. But it's a big thing to me, too. I mean, it's a big deal here. So I would really feel comfortable postponing it and giving them another 3 days. They got a budget workshop tomorrow or a meeting. They do themselves. If they can come up with something after that, I'd feel more comfortable doing it either way.
Any else? Julie?
Is this really going to change our opinion? Is one question. And secondly, from the time that I've served in assembly, my impression is that the school board has done this regularly as part of the way they did business. They didn't ask that information, they didn't get that information, or not as much as maybe that we've asked for. Again, there's been a big jump in information that we've received this year, which I applaud and like to see more. It'd be nice to see a smoother process all around, so there's sort of expectations, everyone knows what we would like to see, and that comes forward in a timely manner. I guess I'm repeating myself. Sorry.
Patty?
Well, and the schools are dear to all of our hearts, I feel more comfortable with a postponement. Let's know where we stand, let's know where the school stands and make a informed decision instead of just coming up with a dollar figure.
I guess my question is, I think we should give them the extra 3 days. What do you propose doing if they don't come up with information?
So I'm not, number one, I'm not proposing a postponement, but I guess if we have the extra 3 days and the information doesn't come, that's just, it hasn't come already and the discussion, has taken different swirls like it does with different people's optics and perceptions. And I think that's, each member will have to just weigh it up at that point. All I'm proposing is that we hold money in lieu that allows us to get more information and understand things about why spending has gone a certain way. So in terms of what it would change if it doesn't come, nothing for me, because I already don't have it. So, you know, I'm there already. It just means on Friday I'll be there again. So I'm not proposing a penalty or, you know, well, if they don't, it's one person, one vote, and everybody will get to vote their conscience on Friday. David?
Well, see, and that's what I mean. I mean, is it going to change the way I'm thinking right now? Well, maybe it will. I can't say whether it won't or not, because I'm kind of up in the air here. So that's why I want to give them their 3 days. You know, and if it doesn't happen, I don't know if I'll feel any different than I do right now. But we'll have that discussion then if we pass to postpone. That's the way I feel.
Okay.
I'm with you 100%. I would like to see more information. It's really, this budget was really hard for me to understand at first. It got a little better, but it was still hard to compare. It's a lot easier to compare budgets as they go along all the same way. I know last year I know Dr. Lancaster wasn't here, but they said they dropped the budget, and we didn't see that. We seen numbers come up instead of, when you drop a budget, in my eyes, numbers go down, they don't come up. This one was really hard for me to decipher because I can't tell that from year to year. That's why I would like to see. I would like to see what Steve is saying. I would like to see the actuals too, but I just don't know. So,
Maya.
Just about the time of the meeting on Friday, if it can be close to 5:00.
Okay, thank you.
And just some explanation, not just a sheet of paper. You know, it might be nice to have someone to answer questions if we have it for
Absolutely,
Friday.
And I appreciate that Dr. Lancaster came through tonight.
Yes.
Would you like? Absolutely, please come back up.
Okay, well, I just have a quick thing. I'm leaving for Texas on Thursday.
Okay.
So.
We're running out of options here. I appreciate that, and I do appreciate that you came tonight, Dr. Lancaster. I really do. And we won't take it as any kind of slight that you've had plans. I mean, that's just, no, that's not. You had no idea we'd be doing this. All right. I think I'm going to ask for, do you have anything, Lisa, you want to add on this?
No, we'll work with Dr. Lancaster to try to get the information to you if it is available as early as it is, and if there is an update to the agenda statement of any substance that we need to write something up, we'll work to make sure you get it, and I'll add the SRS funding to the agenda statement so that it's clearly in
Perfect.
The document. Friday. Just needed time from you guys.
Well, let's go ahead and vote first.
Yep, we'll vote first and then we'll pick a time. Okay. Any other discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
No.
And then, since that passed, what time?
Well, we know sometime after 5. Can I propose that we go at 5:15?
Mm-hmm.
Just a nod. Anybody opposed, speak up. We're not voting.
Do I have to do dinner?
No. You're good. You're good. Don't worry about dinner.
I'll give you some crackers.
Hopefully it's quick.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate that. Dr. Lancaster, thank you for coming down tonight. Appreciate it as well. All right. We're moving on to... papers got this stuff going on here. Okay, so that is postponed. Item 13B, proposed ordinance number 962 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, repealing the section 13.12.050 fee schedules in its entirety and establishing a new process for fee schedules in Chapter 13.12, Parks and Recreation Department of the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 962 and move to second reading with a public hearing to be held on June 11th, 2019.
Been moved. We have a second.
Second.
We'll give that to Patty. Discussion.
This appears to me to be like a housekeeping issue. We're going to have to amend this. Vote.
Kim?
So what this is... we're just changing the process that the fees are established. So we are saying that we are going to put in the we're taking the fee table out of the ordinance and actually putting the process into the ordinance that says that the assembly by from time to time can update the fee schedule for the Parks and Recreation Department by resolution. And we are going to be coming to you with other departments doing this as well, other fee. It just makes so much more sense.
Any other questions?
And it's just one more thing.
Oh, yeah.
So at the next meeting, that's when you will see, it'll be the second reading and passage, and then you'll see the fee schedule by resolution to be adopted, which is what you have in your packet.
Thank you. Does anybody else have any other questions or comments? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay. Item 13C, proposed ordinance number 963, the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 5.09.045, confidential information in chapter 5.09, excise tax on marijuana of the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 963 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on June 11, 2019.
Been moved. Do you have a second?
Second.
I'll give that to Ann. Any discussion? Let me click off the mark here.
Can I just some clarification on what this...
So, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Kim?
So, we had a request for information on the excise tax. Paid or collected on marijuana, and we didn't believe that there was anything in the code that prohibited us from providing that information. But Kim wanted to check with the attorney to confirm that that was the case. And in looking at it, we do have the ability to withhold that information because there is a way to back calculate what the gross receipts are, you know, related to the sale of that marijuana. And so we have the ability to withhold that information or make it confidential, just as we do with sales tax returns. So there is a part in the code that that protects us, however, that needs to be added. This the addition of F there, notwithstanding any other provision of this section, the borough may disclose the total amount of excise taxes paid to it pursuant to this chapter as part of the customary budgeting and financial reporting process, because we have to be able to tell you what that amount is. So just to let you know, we the attorney felt like we needed to protect ourselves in this instance.
Julie.
And just for maybe remind me, where does this amount appear in our budget?
It's in the general fund.
It's a line item, actually, in the general fund.
Yeah. It is.
It is.
So is that a problem moving forward?
Yes, we're going to change that. My understanding is, though, originally the excise to the assembly wanted the excise tax, when it was created, to be held separate to pay for specific things. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you want to speak to that, Kim.
Right. Assembly Member Gilbert remembers, I'm sure you all do, that it was a request that it be kept separate and then from time to time be used for groups or whatnot if they came forward and requested it, not for a specific group or organization, but if that makes sense. I know
a service organization.
Right, right.
No problem.
Right. So we will need to come up with, I think, an internal way to account for that, and my guess is we'll lump that into the line item for sales tax or just put other tax.
And of course, this is because we only have one
right.
Marijuana cultivator. If we had more than one, this wouldn't be an issue.
Okay, any other discussion on this? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. That's 13D. We're moving on to 13E. Post resolution number 05-19-1466 of the Assembly of the City Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year.
D.
Sorry, I blew past D.
Yeah.
Okay, my system fell apart. 13D, post resolution number 05-19-1465, the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending personnel policy section 105, employment of relatives to add a reporting situation and provide for and effective date.
Move to approve resolution number 05-19-1465, amending personnel policy section 105, employment of relatives, to add a reporting situation and provide for effective date.
It's been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Been seconded. Discussion. Lisa, do you want to?
So, Mr. Mayor, the department head staff have provided feedback about their concerns related to the personnel policy.
That's not what this is about.
It is part. That's why we got to this part. So they provided feedback, and going through all of the feedback, Alicia is compiling that stuff, and she compiled that stuff and added her own comments to the feedback we're going to give the attorney. It was discovered that this had not been changed in the personnel regulations pursuant to the code changes that took place previously. I think I got that right.
Sure.
Okay. That's my understanding of the situation.
Clerk went to a conference and
it was down for a couple of days. Anyway.
Wrong.
It was discovered that the personnel regs hadn't been updated to reflect the change to the ordinance that was done related to the hiring of relatives. And so Alicia put this together to make sure that the policy and the code match. It's a housekeeping item.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion? Kim, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Sounds great.
Okay, pull vote, please.
Assembly members to board?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. And now we're on to 13.
I try not to make up too much stuff for you guys. Because she catches me at it.
13E, proposed resolution number 05-19-1466 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 19 budget in the sales tax fund, streets reserves, by accepting the State of Alaska Department of Transportation's return of borough matching funds in the amount of $55,369.31, provided for the Wrangell Road Improvement Project, Front Street Revitalization, and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve proposed resolution number 05-19-1466, amending the FY 2019 sales tax street reserves by accepting a return of borough matching funds from the State of Alaska Department of Transportation in the amount of $55,369.31.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
It only took him 6 years.
I know.
7 years.
Can you believe this?
Yeah.
So we, just to add, Mr. Mayor, we got this amount of money back, and actually this resolution should have come to you much earlier. I didn't realize that we had, speaking of budget to actuals, I didn't realize we had received this money until it came up in conversation. So we needed to amend the budget to reflect a carry forward of this money into next year's budget in the sales tax fund. We also have put a new expected revenue line item in there for the return of the similar matching amount, local matching amount that we believe we're going to get back from the Evergreen project. We've been given an amount, I believe it's about $85,000, and we hope that that'll be next year. Maybe it will be 2027. We get that money, but we're hopeful it'll be next year.
Okay, sounds good. Any other questions or discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. 13F, approval of sole source contract in conformance with the Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.10.050E with Truly 360 for digital marketing assistance on the Google platform in the amount of $18,168.
Move to approve sole source contract in conformance with Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.10.050E with Truly 360 for digital online marketing assistance in the Google platform in the amount of $18,168.
Moved. Okay. Second. It's been seconded by Dave. Discussion. Carol, is that why you waited? So I am so sorry. We could have moved this one up for you.
Just thinking.
I'm
sorry.
But I do appreciate you sticking around. It looks really interesting when I read it through, and it looks extremely beneficial for the marketing of our community, and it seems like it's such a better use of money than printing flyers. Julie.
I would just like to say, please keep in touch with us about how this works, because I'd be interested in investing more in stuff like this.
Agreed. Yeah, this is way ahead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Digitally.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's what people do now. I mean, this is how you get around and find places, and I do it down south all the time, so be nice on ambulance calls. I know where I'm going. Okay, any other discussion? Yep, Julie?
And I think we've had this conversation in the past a little bit, but thinking about, you know, there's other ways to market the community than the typical, like, vacation traveler, but there's also marketing of the community to people looking for a new place to move their family because they can work from the computer and they like certain things, and we have those things, like, you know. So, and then there's the home resource, and, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Appreciate the effort put forward on the package. I found it absolutely intriguing. Yes,
Anne. So this is coming out of Marion Glenn's money then. So this $18,000 is just for the first year, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not for the 2 years?
No.
Oh, it's because we're being used as a guinea pig.
Correct.
Good. Okay. Super.
But just a reminder, this is a 2-year contract, and the money that's being authorized under this expenditure is for the one, is for this.
Mm-hmm. Then so you come back to us for the other one next year.
No, because the subsequent amount remaining on the contract, subject to authorization in the next budget, will be within my spending authority.
Okay.
So you're approving a 2-year contract. It would be above, the whole thing would be above my spending authority, but what we're asking for right now is just the $18,000. So we will budget for this amount of expenditure in the next budget, and it'll be within my spending authority.
Any other questions? Hearing none, full vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Powell? Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. 14 attorney's files available for assembly review in the borough clerk's office. 15 executive session, there is none. And 16 is adjournment at 8:22.
You lost.